Hey, it's Zana. Welcome back to Solo Trip Podcast. And if you're new here, hi, I'm an independent music artist. I write, record, and produce my own music. And I also film 4 videos a week here on my YouTube. And this series is all about spirituality and metaphysics and the occult and so much more. So for this video, we're going to talk about dreams and decoding dreams because my dreams have been so weird lately and so vivid, like I can remember it. And I mean, I've always remembered my dreams since I was a like young child, but sometimes dreams become even more weird and even more clear, and you know that they're really trying to get your attention and speak to you. So we're going to talk about decoding dreams because I do have a previous video on my YouTube where I talked about why you keep dreaming about an ex, which I'm pretty sure was a requested video from my Instagram. Somebody asked me to film that, and I've been getting so many comments on there asking for what people's dreams mean and all of this kind of thing. And I feel like it's important to discuss the fact that our dreams are metaphors and they are like they're symbols, because that's the only way that the subconscious mind can communicate. So sometimes it's not literal. You might be dreaming about a specific person, but it doesn't mean that in your physical reality it's actually referring to that person. It could be like their energetic signature, maybe the way they carry themselves, maybe things that they say, maybe it's the kind of like vibe that they give off and the way that you react to that vibe. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're meant to be with that specific person or that that specific person needs to be in your life or anything like that. It's a metaphor, or it's a symbolic message, because the subconscious mind can't speak through the English language or any kind of language. It doesn't know how to communicate that. So it shows you through symbols, through images or pictures. And so when we're in our dream state or in the astral realm, you see all of these different types of situations happening, and that's literally your subconscious mind communicating with you and trying to tell you something about yourself and about your life. And for me, mine have been very, very clear lately. And so I thought I would give an example to you of my own dream so that you can begin to understand that your dreams are not literal, and that it can be, like, maybe it will help you decode your own when you hear somebody else decode one. So for one of my recent dreams, I had... And you know how like dreams roll into one, they kind of merge? That happens to me a lot. So it will start in one scenario and then it will kind of merge into something else, which doesn't even make sense why they're like together in the same situation sort of thing. But for this dream, it was in my back garden, but it didn't really look like my back garden. But I could tell it was my back garden, like the energy of it, I could feel it. And different animals were there. And it didn't even start out in my back garden. It started out in like some kind of woods type weird trees situation. And there were lots of different animals. Like there was a tiger, there was a snake, there was a deer which got eaten, I think by the tiger or something. And I was like really sad about it and had to look away because I didn't want to see it get eaten. And there was a few other animals, but I can't think what else was there. I'm feeling like an elephant, but I don't remember seeing an elephant, so I'm not really sure. But there was lots of different animals there. And when I came out of my dream, I realized what that message was. Like, you could look at it and think, oh, maybe she needs to get a pet. Or maybe, like, she's afraid of animals. Or maybe she wants to go on holiday and visit these kind of animals or something. Like, you could take it literal. But for me, I realized, based upon how I was like searching for these animals in the dreams, like they disappeared at one point and I tried to find them, and then I realized that they were just the other side of the fence and the gate. They'd gone out the gate to play or something, and I went out the gate and realized that they were there, and then I was like, oh, thank God, like they haven't run away. So for me, I realized that this is talking about different aspects of my own mind or my own personality, because if you know anything about what's it called, like animal interpretation, I don't know what the actual phrase is, I can't think of it, but it almost came to me then and then it went. But is it totem? Oh fuck, I can't think what it is. But anyway, when you look at like what certain animals mean in your dreams and things like that, they show up for a reason, and I realised that this is showing me aspects of my personality, because snakes are associated with Kundalini energy, like it's a snake or serpent going up the spine, which is your life force energy and what you activate in order to awaken consciously and expand your mind and access higher levels of thought. So I realized when I looked at all of these different types of animals, there's the tiger, which I have a Leo moon, and tigers and lions are very much associated with Leo and courage, or being courageous and shining bright, like being yourself, you know. So I realized that all of these animals were showing up for a reason, because they're showing me parts of my own personality. And also the deer dying. For some reason, I hear the word fear when I think of deer, you know, like it's a pretty close word. So I view that as like the aspect of me that's scared, the aspect of me that is courageous or prideful, or like wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard. And then the aspect of me that's trying to reach higher levels of thought, you know, like there's different archetypes that showed up in my dream as animals. And the more practice you put in trying to decode what the message is, paying attention to how you feel in the dream, because that definitely matters, the easier it becomes to understand what your dreams are trying to tell you. But it's not literal. I mean, it probably could be literal, like if you needed to know that you should reach out to someone, maybe you will have a dream where you reach out to them. Like, it could well be literal in some cases, but I also feel like it's important to look deeper than that, because it could mean a number of different things, and you may just get one image of it, or one message, or one dream. But it could have multiple layers to it, where you can interpret it in so many ways. And however you come up with your interpretation, like however you perceive your dream to be, it is that, because there's no right or wrong. And so maybe that's the message that you need for right now, because that's how you've interpreted it. And then maybe in a few months' time, you might look a little bit deeper and discover an even deeper meaning to what your dream was trying to say. And that will be right too. Every angle that you look at it is correct, and it can never be wrong, because it's your own dream, your own mind, your own interpretation, and it really doesn't matter whether you perceive it to be right or wrong. It just is what it is, you know? So I hope this video was helpful and explains a little bit more about decoding dreams and the fact that there is so many ways to interpret it, and you just have to kind of trust yourself and trust how you felt in the dream, and then also trust how you feel when you wake up. Because sometimes when you immediately wake up out of the sleep that you were just having, like, you can kind of feel something, like especially if you tune in straight away, you can feel that emotion kind of carry over when you wake up sometimes. So oftentimes the message and the interpretation is right there for you to open yourself to as soon as you wake up, and then as you go about your day, it might fade away. So it's really important to pay attention to it first thing in the morning, and maybe journal it or voice note it, or some way of recording it, just so that you have it if you want to refer back to it. But yeah, I hope this video and audio on the podcast apps was helpful. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I really appreciate you. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already, because I do upload 4 times a week, and hit the notification bell if you want to be notified every time I upload. And also all links about me, like my social media, my music, my phone number, Elemental Mirror, which is my jewelry, this is my necklace that I'm wearing, everything else about me is in the description box below, and I will see you in next week's video. Bye. You could say I love you.